Will you please pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I imagine most of us have heard how the song Silent Night came about, how the church organ was broken. So, accompanied on the guitar by Franz Gruber, Joseph Moore sang the words we all know and love so well. Well, there's another story about the song, one that's been confirmed on Wikipedia and other sources that cite the journals and the diaries of soldiers from Germany, Britain, and France. It goes something like this. 102 years ago, an amazing event took place. In 1914, the world was in terrible turmoil, sort of like today. Nations fought against nations. The future of the world truly seemed in doubt. The First World War was raging. But something quite interesting happened on a holy night, just like this one. It was getting late that December 24th, and darkness enveloped everything. Soldiers held their ground, confronting each other from their respective trenches, Germans and the British and the French. It was a hard battle, the horror of which we can only begin to imagine. But it was also Christmas Eve. And in the dead silence of that holy night, in an area of Belgium, a German soldier, a hated enemy, was heard off in the distance, singing. Stille Nacht, heilige Nacht, alles schafft sein Wort, alle schaffen in seinem Wort. Nur das traute, heilige Paar, nur der Nabi mit Loki shall laugh in him slicker rule. Now I butchered that German, but as that one lone soldier sang, something fascinating began happening. Other German soldiers started singing. Bunkered down in their trenches, fighting for their very lives, they began to sing and join him. And upon hearing it, British soldiers began singing back in English. Silent night, holy night. Then both sides began to sing together in an unofficial truce that was declared as soldiers dared under the white flag actually get up out of their trenches and join each other in no man's land. It could have been a cruel battle tactic to expose the enemy, but on this holy night, this time it wasn't. And together, in that no man's land, they celebrated and they sang of Christmas together. And when they returned to their respective sides, something quite amazing happened that night. it seemed they wouldn't fire on each other any longer. Not directly. The enemy now had a face, and it looked like theirs. The troops had to be replaced on each side because they fired over each other's heads rather than at each other. I think Christmas has a way of doing that. It breaks down the barriers and makes us more aware of our kinship. There are people in your life and in mine, are enemies. Oh, we wouldn't call them that, but that's how it feels like, enemies. There are people in our lives bunkered down who need to hear us sing in our deeds, in our words, in our own language, need to hear us sing Silent Night. Instead of lobbing bombs of hatred and stringing barbs of razor wire comments, what difference would it make us offering a Silent Night peace treaty in our relationships? Oh, you can claim, well, I can't sing, or because the organ is broken, or they won't listen to me anyway. But that didn't stop Silent Night from being sung when it was first written, and it didn't stop those soldiers fighting for their lives, and that excuse won't work today. Because I believe that God, with God, all things are possible, and that God is still speaking. Even between warring nations, tribes, and families. Even between people firmly entrenched and battle lines drawn, because I believe God is still speaking. And so I invite, I challenge, I urge you, put down your weapons. Get out your white flag. Wave it in your own voice, with your own words, in your own actions. Climb out of your bunker and sing. In your own language, sing the song of hope, of peace, of joy, of love. Sing the song of forgiveness, of grace, of reconciliation. If we do that, if we can all do that in all sincerity and love, I still can't guarantee what we'll hear back. We might get shot down. If we offer an olive branch to people in our lives, I can't guarantee what we'll hear back. We might get crushed. But we already know what we're going to hear if we don't offer peace. Even if you and I sing of forgiveness and reconciliation, I can't say what will happen in our relationships, but don't be surprised. Oh, don't be surprised if in the still of the darkest night, when we're at war, when we wave our flag and sing, we hear Silent Night. Holy Night being sung right back to us. For with God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. Say that in your heart this holy night. Say it in your words. Say it in your deeds too. With God, all things are possible. Thanks be to God. Amen.